good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
And I really enjoyed the program again today.
Amen.
And I got a blessing out of that song put on the radio about the letter from heaven.
Amen. Yeah.
How much a blessing that is. You know, the sister sung about being homesick for heaven. That's one of my favorite songs, Coma Lutheran, if you sing.
Yeah.
And to think about all the things that's going to be in heaven.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a blessing. And yeah. The song talked about if a person, one of our loved ones who had made it on the other side, went to heaven and could write back.
Yeah.
Amen. All the things they might talk about. Amen. About how everything is just lovely outside. The weather never changes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. There's no sin. Nobody to torment us. Nobody. Amen.
Yeah.
To knock on our door and tell us one of our loved ones have gone on to be in a different place and be separated, amen. There's no more of that, no more death. Won't have to worry about no allergies, no sinuses, no any kind of cancer, amen. Cancer will not be allowed, amen, in heaven, amen.
Amen.
That right there should make you shout, if not amen. All these diseases that take our loved ones from us will not be allowed in that place, amen. I'm glad for a place called heaven.
Yeah.
Me and you can make our home one day after a while. And I appreciate the Lord for those songs. Appreciate the Lord for that program we get to hear. Amen. That's just like having an extra church service. Amen.
Amen.
Get the preaching going. And amen. Get good songs going. But we got a service here tonight. As Caleb says a lot, all that's been gone. Amen.
Yeah.
This morning's in the past.
Yeah.
Radio program is in the past. And we're here right now. Amen. Amen. Wanting to worship the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I hope you want to worship the Lord with me tonight.
Amen.
Sometimes worshiping the Lord means raising your hands. Sometimes it means, amen, in the preacher. Sometimes it means praying. Amen. But worship is not, amen, a spectator sport. Amen.
Yeah.
It's a participatory. Amen. If you want to worship God, it means there's something you do.
Amen.
Even if it's within your soul, something reaches out to God.
Yeah.
Amen. Something that you do, amen, to show God He is worthy of your praise. And
that's
what
right.
worship means. He is worthy of our praise. Amen. Tonight. If you got your Bibles, turn over with me to Mark chapter 13. I wrestle around with a message, amen, all day, seem like. You know, as I sit here a little bit more, just a little bit at a time come to me, and I believe I've finally been able to latch on to something, but I'm glad, amen, just yesterday I celebrated my 10th year of preaching, amen. It's been 10 years.
That's more.
Since God called me to preach, since I announced my calling, amen, Jerry's been with me that whole time, amen. It was at another church I announced my calling, amen. I'm glad for that mentorship that I've had and that relationship we've had together. Amen. He's been able to watch him through the years and learn from him and his wisdom, amen, and be able to grow as a preacher myself and his whole family. Sister Mary, who's not here, has been like another grandma to me, and Sister Kathy's been like another sister to me. And I appreciate the family. I appreciate those memories.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. I appreciate that God has always been there as well.
Amen. Yeah.
He's been there and He's never left.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Mark chapter 13. You bear with us tonight. We'll try our best to get through this message. Verse 32. The Bible says, "But of that day and that hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels which are in heaven, neither the Son, but the Father. Take ye heed, watch and pray, for ye know not when the time is. The Son of Man is a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants, and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch."
Amen.
Amen. Now, if I had a thought tonight, the one that really come across to me in this message is being asleep on the Lord. Amen. He talks about watching and praying.
Amen.
He said that nobody, not even the Son of God, amen, knows the day, knows the hour. Amen. If these things come to pass, knows the day when He's coming back to collect His own. So He said to be on the safe side. You need to take heed and be watching. Now,
amen.
I don't know about you, but if your eyes are closed, you can't watch very good. Amen. There ain't no way you can see what's coming down the road if you was to drive and have your eyes closed. The Bible says if the blind lead the blind, they won't fall in the ditch. Amen. If you're going to watch, your eyes have to be open.
Amen.
And if your eyes are open, that means you can't be asleep.
Amen.
But he said that day, you don't know the day, you don't know the hour. So take heed and watch. Amen. Lest he'll come and find you suddenly sleeping on him.
Amen.
I don't know about you, but I don't want to be asleep on the Lord. Now, I agree with you. This body gets tired. It gets aches and pains. All day long, I've been dealing with a rib that I feel like I'm pulling out of place. It's been aggravating me, and I ain't been uncomfortable all day long. Hey, but no matter if that happens or not, I may have been tired, been weak in the body. Hey, but there's still work to do, amen. There's still a field that needs to be plowed. The laborers need to be out in the field, working in the field, and there's still a job that I've got to do. Amen. He said, the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey. Jesus told the disciples in John 14, he said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He said, not let your heart be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Amen. I'm going to go away and prepare a place for you.
Amen.
Amen. He was a householder and he went away on a far journey.
Amen.
Amen. Heaven is a far journey. Nobody knows where it is. Amen. You can't find it with science. Amen. Jerry has said many times, amen, just beyond the doorway of death is where eternity is. But he said this man took a far journey. And what did he do? Amen. While he was gone, he left his house and he gave authority to his servants. Amen. And me and you as Christians, those that are Christians, are Christ's servants. Amen. He has given us authority, amen, in the world of which we live in today to stand on His Word and to do the work which He has us to do. He said He gave authority to His servants and to every man His Word. The Bible says that God has dealt to every man a measure of faith.
That's right.
Amen. He gave some apostles, He gave some prophets, He gave some preachers, some teachers, some evangelists. Amen. Somebody even in here as a prayer warrior, who knows? But every one of us got a job to do,
and
we can't do it asleep on the Lord.
Amen.
He gave authority to His servants and to every man His work, and He commanded the porter to watch. Amen. The porter is somebody that takes charge of the gate. Amen. He's at the gate. He's standing. He's watching to look for trouble. He opens the door whenever somebody's about to approach the city, and he decides whether that person is dangerous or not. He's the one that is in charge of watching the gate. Amen.
Amen.
So that they can't get overrun by enemies.
Right.
Amen. And me and you, He told them to watch. Therefore, you know not when the master of the house cometh. Amen.
That's
one of these days, the gates of heaven are going to swing wide open. Amen.
That's right.
And if you're not watching, you'll be left behind.
Amen.
He said, you don't know when the master of the house cometh. He could be at even. It could be at midnight. It could be at the cock crowing. It could be in the morning. See, they had four watches. All four of those bases were covered. It could be this time. It could be that time. It could be any of them.
Amen.
You don't know when the Lord's going to come back. Any day now, the Lord could return.
That's right.
Just like that. Amen. And He said earlier in the chapter that I'm reading here about all these signs that have come to pass about wars and rumors of wars and all kinds of different things that are going on. Amen. You can't look at the world today in the shape it's in and not think to yourself for a little bit, how much longer is the Lord going to have to go on? But He said you need to be watching. Lest suddenly He comes and finds you sleeping. And He said, what I say unto you, I say unto all. Well, that's important. I say not only to the disciples, but I say unto all the whole world, all the rest of the disciples that are not of this flock, I say unto the whole world, be watching. God loved the world. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, amen. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. That present, that gift was to the whole world, and this warning is to the whole world.
Amen.
Watch. One word. Watch. So that you don't fall asleep on the Lord. Amen. The Apostle Paul, in Romans chapter 13, verse 11, the Bible says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believe.
Amen.
The night is far spent, the day is at hand, and let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light.
Yeah.
Let us walk honestly as in the day, and not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and envying, but put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make not provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. He's trying to warn the people here in Romans. He's trying to warn them of what needs to be taking place in their life, because at any time, the day is far spent. Amen. The sun is setting on eternity as we know it today, because one of these days, God is going to come back, amen, to gather his bride so that we can be together. Amen.
That's right.
We can be one with him.
Praise the Lord.
There's a marriage supper, amen, that's reserved in heaven, and God is coming to collect that bride one day at your wife. And we need to be ready and not sleeping on the way. The Bible tells a story of, we know this story, very familiar, but it tells a story about 10 virgins, amen?
Yeah.
And in Matthew chapter 25, it talks about this. It said that they all slumbered and slept. Every single one of them slumbered and slept. It's natural for our physical body to want to rest, to go to sleep. Amen. To get tired. I understand this. The Bible says the flesh is weak. The spirit's willing. Yes, it's willing to go do the things of God, but the flesh oftentimes gets in the way of the work of the Lord. Paul over there told some of the people, he said, you're just too carnal, amen. You're letting your flesh take over, amen. You need to see things with a new spiritual life. The Bible talks about when a man is born again, he's a new creature, amen. He's a spiritual man. He's a person that sees in a different light, amen. This old man has been passed away. All things have become new. But so many times we see the Christian people today, amen, it's like the old man, they laid off, amen. They got buddy-buddy with him again, amen. They're walking around down the street, hand in hand, arm in arm, just like an old lost pen pal. Amen, they just send that guy packing again. Amen, you're just supposed to have no fellowship with that kind of life anymore. It may not seem like it's a big deal, but if it's anything coming between you and the Lord, amen, that is a major deal, amen. Because that very thing could cause you to be off your guard and cause you to get sleepy on the Lord, and your spiritual eyes get heavy, and you begin to get sleepy, and you begin to slumber and sleep just like the virgins here.
Amen.
Let's read some of that. Matthew 25, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. Five of them were wise and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. Notice that. They had a lamp. I know it's a lamp. It's all God. They had a lamp. That's a physical object. Something that contains something else. What goes in that is oil. We have a physical body. This right here is our lamp.
Blessed.
What's inside is the oil. That represents the spirit. The spirit of the Lord. It said that five, the wise, took the oil in their vessels with their lamps. They had the Lord in their heart. The Lord was the light. He's in the lamp as a light. It said, while the bridegroom tarried, that's the household master we talked about earlier. They all slumbered and slept. At midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. That's what's known as the midnight cry. Bible said that all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And it says, and the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. That's just about as ludicrous as me telling Jerry, give me your salvation because I'm not happy. Give me of your spirit because my spirit is empty. I don't have anything in this vessel. Doesn't make any sense. It don't work that way. It's impossible. The wise answer saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. While they went to buy, the bridegroom came. While they were out, amen, busying themselves with the world and, amen, trying to make up for lost time. You know how many people today is trying to make up for lost time? In those days when they come, amen, there's going to be a lot of people trying to make up for lost time. But it'll be too late because, amen, the cry will be made already.
That's right.
So they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage.
Amen.
Your Yeah. Was shut.
Yeah.
The door was shut. Afterward came also the other merchants saying, Lord, open to us. I bet they were knocking as loud as they could.
Yeah.
Open the door, Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
But he answered and said, verily I say to you, I know you not.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Amen.
I know you not. Watch ye therefore, there's that word again, for you know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes.
Amen.
Amen. I don't want to be asleep on the Lord.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. These virgins slumbered and slept. And those that were physically asleep, amen, when it was time for the bridegroom to meet them, they had a good relationship
amen.
With the Lord before yeah. their body gave out.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why? Because there was oil in their lamp.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I hate to know that when I went to sleep at night, that there was no oil in my lamp, and when the cry was made, I wasn't ready to meet the Lord. That's how suddenly it could happen.
Amen.
Amen.
I think of another place over here, this last scripture here that comes to my mind when I'm reading this. Right after he told them about meeting the Lord, and when the Lord comes to gather his bride away, his church away, the last trumpet sound, the voice of the archangel, right after he tells them about that in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, he goes into this chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians, says, but of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. You know this already. I don't have to write you about it. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
That's right.
But ye brethren are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief.
That's right.
If you're walking in the light as he is in the light and you're watching, it's not going to be a surprise.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Because you're watching. We are the ones that it's going to overtake as a thief of the night.
Yeah.
It's the world that it's going to take as a thief of the night.
That's right.
Let's read on a little further. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. The thief in the night, we're not of the night, we're the day. That doesn't apply to us. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Amen.
Yeah.
For they that sleep, sleep in the night. Mm-hmm. And they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, he's talking about death now when he says sleep, we should live together with him. Whether we're alive or we die, we should live together with him.
Yeah.
Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as you also do.
Yeah.
He said those that sleep, amen, they go to bed, they goes to bed, and they sleep at night, amen.
Yeah.
Most people sleep at night, amen. When the time comes around, the day starts to wane, amen, and the night, the light starts to disappear, the darkness takes over, our natural body begins to go to sleep, amen.
Yeah.
But he says those that are asleep, they sleep in the night. Why is he saying that? Because he's talking about the Lord returning as a thief in the night.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you're asleep when the Lord returns, amen, you're not a child of the day. You are not awake to see the Lord. Amen. Before you know it, it'll all be over with.
Yeah.
And when you wake up, it'll be too late.
Yeah.
Yes, our body gets tired.
Yeah.
Our spirit, I don't know how it works in the spiritual world, but I would think, amen, when we start to fight against spiritual adversaries, amen, wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers of the air and all rulers of wickedness in high places, I'm sure that in our spirit we begin to grow weak. Another way of saying sleep, amen, another way is whenever you begin to feel weak in the spirit, you begin to feel tired in the spirit, you're tired of fighting. Amen. You're tired of fighting the devil. As Caleb said a while ago, sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
That's the time to wake up.
That's right. Amen.
When you're in a battle like that, it's the time to go to the Lord and say, Lord, I need your help.
That's right.
Amen. The devil is fighting me. Amen. This over here is getting on my nerves. This over here is getting me heavy in spirit. Amen. I begin to feel weak. And I need some help, Lord.
Yeah, amen.
I don't want to be a child of the night. I want to be a child of the day. Amen. Open up the windows of heaven that I may be able to behold your glory, because in the presence of your glory, amen, no darkness can be there.
Amen.
That's where to go when things get dark, when things get rough, is run to the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Because nothing can stand in the presence of that glory. Amen. It's so powerful. It's so mighty, it's so great that not even Moses himself, amen, who talked with the Lord, amen, not even Moses himself could view the Lord face to face.
That's right.
God said, I'll show you my hinder parts, and he'll hide you in the cleft of the rock.
That's right.
Amen. That's how powerful the glory of the Lord is. Amen. And what they saw when Moses came down from that mountain was the glory that was on his face. Amen. It was a picture of the glory. They said, oh, cover his face up. We can't even see. We can't even behold him. Amen. That's exactly what the devil does.
Amen.
Would to God that the church, amen, as we know it today, would go back to the mountaintop where God is, amen, and come down off the mountain having a fellowship with God like they've never had, amen, to be able to shine like the lights of the world that we're supposed to be,
amen,
so that the world would see us and have to run in fear,
amen.
That's what God is looking for.
Yeah, that's right. Bless
us. Us to have fellowship with Him. Us to be in a mind, one mind and one accord together. Us to be awake, amen.
Amen.
I don't know about anybody else in here, but I can't sleep very good with the lights on. My wife and I have the hardest time about which lights are going to stay on the house, how tight the shades are going to be closed when it's time to go to bed, because I can't handle it. I said, that's it. I'm buying me a sleep mask. And it's on the way. It's in the mail right now. I've got two of them in case one of them don't work. I said, I'll fix this. I can't go to bed when it's light outside. What about you? But I can't do that. I've got to have some sleep. I've got some night.
Yeah.
Amen. That's the way my body is.
Yeah.
But amen, when the light starts shining in those windows, my body says, hey, it's time to get up. Time to wake up. I hit that snooze alarm another time. And you can ask her about an hour later, I finally get up. I like to sleep. Amen, but that's not what we need to be doing on God's time.
Right.
Amen. We need to be asleep in the Spirit.
Yeah.
Find well for us to get some rest. My body needs that, amen.
Amen.
Why do you think the Lord made the sun to come up and then go down and come up and go down? That's the follow our the pattern of our body. We were created like that.
Right.
When it comes to spiritual matters, we don't need to be asleep on the Lord.
That's right.
We need to be wide awake, because at any time, He can take you off guard.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, I've known this many times. You're out in the woods, it gets so peaceful. Boy, the devil can present a pretty picture to you, and it'd be so peaceful outside while I'm in the woods. And next thing I know, I'm waking up.
Uh-huh.
Time to go home. Because I'm so tired, I can't hold my gun up, can't be awake. What will wake me up is either something making noise or Dad shooting his gun, and I'm it's done too late for me because he's killed one. But I don't care, I'm out there, Lord. I enjoy it, have a good time.
Yeah, bless the Lord.
But I mean, it's so easy for the devil to put that little sense of sleep on. You just take your rest.
Yeah.
I believe he mentioned that on the radio program today about the man who, I'm going to be a bigger barn.
Yeah.
Just lay back, take it easy.
Yeah.
Soul, take thine ease.
Yeah.
God said, thou fool, thy soul is required of thee.
Amen.
This night.
Yeah.
He wasn't watching, he wasn't prepared.
That's right.
And it took him like a thief in the night.
Yeah.
As we all stand, David, come get a song, brother. There may be a spirit of slumber on your life. Amen. Rest assured, God has not put it there.
Amen.
That's something the devil wants to put on each and every one of us.
Yeah.
Let's take us off our guard where we can't be ready when the Lord returns. I invite you, if you feel that tonight, come and have a talk with Jesus. Amen. There's people here to pray with you. Amen. Love to pray with you. Amen. As you sing.